Hello, and welcome to Fatal Whispers, the trial of Nick Boyd. Once again, I am your host, Alex Bennett. I am trying something new tonight. Over the course of producing this show, I have been thrilled with the response from our listeners. You're all sharing the show on your social media accounts, leaving incredible ratings and reviews, and because of that, this show has grown 10 times more than I ever dreamed possible. Nashville is buzzing with anticipation as the murder trial of Ted Anderson is underway and about to wrap up. So, as a thank you to the fans of this show, I wanted to create this case update episode as a live streaming event. If you have joined the live event, I will give you some updates on the trial and give you some exclusive breaking news. Of course, the full audio will be available for download, but trust me, you are going to need to watch the YouTube feed because I am going to show you something incredible. Again, for you live viewers, share this feed now. I have breaking news that we will get to soon, and it is exclusive. As we all know, the trial for Ted Anderson's murder is underway here in Nashville, and both sides are expected to rest their cases soon. Then, the climax of the case we have all been eager for, the verdict, will be given. Is Nick Boyd guilty of murdering his best friend, or does he have evidence to show that he is an innocent man? Let's briefly discuss what the prosecution has presented. The prosecution has shown that Nick is very capable of hurting his friend, and they presented evidence showing that Nick has, in fact, harmed several people's lives. While these crimes were not violent in nature, we are introduced to a side of Nick we did not know about. A man whose addictions and pride resulted in stealing thousands of dollars from his own customers. We have seen a witness whose father lost his entire business because Nick was stealing his mortgage payments. In fact, this man was so devastated financially and emotionally, he took his own life. Nick had to listen to this witness testimony and sat downcast at his table as he listened to the heartbreak his family went through after his death. I will point out, this does show that Nick is capable of stealing from others, but in my mind, it falls short of showing that he murdered Ted. In the scheme of things, this is circumstantial evidence, and of course cannot be used to prove Nick murdered Ted. However, it is very effective in showing the jury the utter disregard Nick can have towards others. In fact, we have been able to hear from others who had been wronged by Nick Boyd, local business owners such as Ray Burns, a local restaurant owner, Troy Lanehart, one of Nashville's best computer repair shops, and Eddie Givens, a mining supply owner. All these people had one thing in common. They trusted their business expansions to Nick Boyd, only to have all their hard work and money stolen from them. But again, Nick is not on trial for fraud or theft. He is on trial for murder. Is Nick Boyd guilty of murder? Again, we are live here on Fatal Whispers as we have breaking news in the Nick Boyd murder trial. In my effort to cover the case, I have met with local business owners affected by Boyd's handiwork. Honestly, I am outraged by the crimes committed against them, and I know that one day soon, our justice system will take up their cases. I have also sat down with Nick Boyd on a few occasions. I have learned a lot about him. What's fascinating and not expected is Nick has confessed that he did terrible things to these folks. Nick has opened up about several things, and I have found that he has never told me anything that I have found to be untrue. Is it possible that I just haven't caught him in a lie yet? Sure, but I have verified most things to be completely accurate, albeit outlandish. For instance, in his questioning, Nick has made numerous references to Apollo, a mystical dark figure who seemingly gained control of Nick and walked him through a series of terrible events. As crazy as it sounds, through my interviews with Nick and my investigative journalism, I have verified that Apollo is real, and in fact consists of a network of people all seeking revenge on Nick. Now, let's get to the breaking news. In my most recent meeting with Nick, he tried to think of ways to prove he did not kill Ted. Viewers, I am in possession of evidence that has never been seen by anyone on his defense team or the prosecution. In the weeks prior to Ted's murder, the bank had upgraded their entire surveillance system. Sadly, this was an investment that proved to be flawed. All the video from April 1st was gone. No footage was available for review from the day in question. Was this data hacked and erased by Apollo? That seems to be the case, but we do not know for sure. But there is good news on this case. Part of the contract with the new surveillance company was to remove old equipment after their install. Makes sense? Would not want to remove the old system before your replacement. The subscription for the old company was canceled in the weeks before April 1st, but cameras remained rolling and footage was stored in an on-site server until April 15th. With the help of an office manager at First Quality, I have obtained unknown and unseen footage from that server, the contents of which are shocking and reveal that Nick Boyd was not in the bank at the time of Ted Anderson's murder. I repeat, Nick Boyd was not in the bank at the time of Ted's murder. Let's look together. We know through the medical team during the trial that Ted was killed between the hours of 12 and 12:45 p.m. Now, look, if I stop the footage here, you see Nick leaving the bank at 12 p.m. He gets in his car and leaves the property. What did I just prove, right? Nick could have killed Ted right at 12 and then left. Not so fast. Let me stop it here. Okay, 12:06, what do we see? Well, that is Ted walking into the bank after Nick is already gone. The footage continues uninterrupted well past the time 911 was called. And just as Nick has said in my interviews, he was not there when Ted was murdered. Someone else murdered Ted Anderson. Viewers, you have seen the footage for yourself. I have chosen to reveal this live for everyone so that Apollo doesn't catch wind of this and destroy it. Ted deserves justice. Putting away a man who's guilty of being a fraud and a thief but not a murderer is not okay. So, will this be enough to acquit Nick Boyd? Sorry, folks, that's the price you pay for going live without first silencing your phones. As I was saying, will this evidence be enough to acquit... I am so very sorry. One second, everyone. Hello? I can't talk right
now. We have to meet now.
Distributed by Stoveleg Media. Check out Stoveleg.com to find out more about your hosts and to find other podcasts to listen to. Stoveleg Media, igniting conversation.